Several years ago, I realized I was praying wrong. Or rather that I was wasting my time in a lot of my prayer. And that's because the moment that I would kneel down to pray, I would actually just be kind of hanging myself up like a punching bag and just getting ready to go to town. My prayer would always begin with, "Oh God, I wish that I believed more. I'm so sorry that I don't, and I'm just not really living with hope, and yeah, I'm not loving well." And the whole time I felt like I was explaining myself to a teacher about how I didn't study for the test and I'm sorry that I disappointed them. But our Lord's not some distant examiner who's trying to test us in our prayer. Our prayer time is not meant to be time where we impress him with how great we are and the virtues that we bring to the table. No, our prayer time is when we're beggars before a generous God. He doesn't come there expecting that we bring faith, hope, and love to the table. He comes there expecting that we come empty-handed, asking him to fill us with the gifts of faith, hope, and love. Now, why do I focus on those three? Because those three are everything. If you want a short and simple summary of what Christian living is, it's faith, hope, and charity. Those three theological virtues, those are what should characterize every Christian life. We call them theological virtues because they're ones that God, Theos, that he gives to us. They're not something that we can work our way up to. If you have faith, it's because God gave you that gift of faith. If you live with hope, it's because God gave you a reason to hope. If you're able to love in that heroic way of truly being selfless, it's because God himself has given you the grace to do that. But if you're struggling in those, the temptation is to hide from God like Adam and Eve did. When they realized they fell, they hid from him instead of running to him because they saw in him one that's going to punish rather than one that wants to help. We can do differently. We can run to him and beg him, "Lord, give me faith. I want to have that great gift by which I can see the world clearly and I can see beyond the world. I want those eyes of faith that can see things as they truly are. See you in every situation. I want a faith that becomes a roadmap for my life. That allows me to have a direction toward which I'm moving. That gives me the bounds within which I can flourish. Give me faith, Lord." And he does. We can ask him for hope because of ourselves, we can't just manufacture hope out of nothing. Yeah, we try to find it in different places in this world, in a job, in material possessions, in politics, in this and that. How's that working out for you? No, it's pretty dark. Our Lord can give us hope. And what is hope? Hope is trust in the promise that God is with us right now. In every single difficulty, that we don't face those alone and in isolation. That it's not an exam that our Lord is at a distance kind of judging how we're doing, but that he's right there with us as an intimate friend. And then ultimate hope is that we were made for more. That even though, first of all, we can hope in the fact that God is with us in the difficulties of this life, we can know that there is a life without difficulties to come. And that is what he promises us. If only we cling to him in communion. So, faith is that roadmap that tells me how I can live. Hope is what gives me energy to actually follow that path that he sets out for me in faith. It's what gives me that fire in the belly, that excitement in the eyes of saying, "You know what? I can do this. With him, I actually can." And then what is love? Well, love is the actual task at hand. Love is following that road that our faith sets out for us. It's responding to that high call of God who says, "I didn't make you for mediocrity, I made you to be a saint." And so we beg for those three every day. Or should I say, do we beg for these things every day? Because how different would my life be if every morning I said, "Lord, give me faith. Lord, give me hope. Lord, give me love. And then throughout the day, if those were the three guiding lights in my life, if, am I right now living like someone who believes, who truly believes in who the Lord is and all that he has taught? Have I given in to despair, or do I live with hope, knowing that our Lord is with me at this very moment and that he's guiding me to that promised future eternity? And then, am I living a life of true love? Because in that is absolutely everything. The whole reason any of us were ever created was so that over the course of this life, this is the whole purpose of our lives, is that we learn how to be masters of the art of love. That we learn how to love like God does, because we who were made in his image will only be fulfilled in that image and likeness if we love well. And how is it that we love well? By loving God with our everything and our neighbor as ourselves. Right, that's what the gospel made clear. And so we can ask ourselves too, God, do I actually love you? Because we said it in the psalm. We said, I love you, Lord, my strength. But I fear that sometimes we love God kind of like we love our parents. I love what they do for me. I love that they're still going to be there even after I have my hissy fit. I love the relationship to some degree. But once they start making demands of me, ooh, I don't know. Ah, that love, it's kind of starting to wear a little bit thin because they're telling me to do stuff. Sometimes that can be our love for God. But I think that what's at root of our failure to love God is our failure to recognize how much he loves us. In the prayer that we prayed, the collect, I prayed that God would make us love what he commands so that we can merit what he promises. We can actually love his commandments, but it takes trusting in his love for us to know that every single command that he gives us is a declaration of love. It's him saying, I love you so much that I want to reveal to you in your faith how you are to live so that you can grasp onto the hope for eternal life, that promise that I've given, and so you can learn how to love. That's ultimately what's at the root of every single commandment, is a growth in faith, hope, and love so that we can respond to his invitation to eternal life. So we can learn to love him with our everything and our neighbors as ourselves. This week, I pray we can start that habit of every day being beggars before the Lord Almighty and saying, give me faith, Lord. Give me hope, Lord. Give me love, Lord. Then throughout the day, we practice it. And at the end of every day, we ask him to reveal to us, how did I do with faith? Did I live as a believer today? How did I do with hope? Did I give in to despair? Or do I truly strive for heaven in every action? And how, Lord, did I do with love? Did I love you with my everything today? Did I hold back anywhere? My neighbor, did I love them as myself? Myself, did I love me as you love me? And then, if we focus on those three beautiful virtues of faith, hope, and love, we can look forward to that promise that he's given us of a life, an excellent life of virtue here on this earth, of closeness to the Lord, and to have that closeness extend unto eternity in that blessed communion and that satisfaction of all desires that is heaven.